This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. These are 25 healthcare stories that we are following as we head into 2023. So bear with me. Here's 25 stories we're following. First, healthcare system losses were huge in 2022. A couple systems such as Intermountain, Mayo Health, Mayo Clinic bucked the trend. We'll see how that continues to sort of fare out. Second, reimbursements and revenues were flat to slightly up, but staffing and supply costs rose substantially. Third, systems are working hard to get a better handle on agency and staffing costs, hoping that that helps them in terms of profitability and so forth. Fourth, long-term shortages with doctors, nurses, techs, and more. It's sobering to watch what's happened to the largest nations, India and China, when they just don't have enough doctors and support staff when a true pandemic comes. India was overridden with their hospitals last year. They just don't have enough doctors and staff to deal with the amount of patients they had with COVID. China's had to pursue the hardest course, zero tolerance policy for COVID, because they just can't handle when people actually get sick. They don't have the staff and resources for it. Stark reminder of how much we need to invest in doctors, nurses, and everything else. Fifth, four of the payers in the U.S. are the largest 20 companies in the U.S. by revenues. CVS and United Health are fifth and sixth. This is of all companies. So, for example, Walmart's the largest company in the U.S. by revenues than Amazon, but CVS Health and United are fifth and sixth. You've also got Cigna and Elevance in the top 20. Elevance is the renaming of Anthem Health. Sixth, more health system consolidation is on the way, as it's scarier to go it alone without scale. Seventh, after a couple of years of hiatus, hospital closures are returning to the landscape. We're starting to see more and more news of hospital closures and smaller health systems really trying to find partners. Eighth, some mid-sized systems are having an easier time managing well through the staffing challenges, the inflation challenges, and so forth than some of the largest systems. Ninth, Providence, one of the largest faith-based systems in the country, cut its losses in the third quarter. Let's hope that that foreshadows better results in 2023 for a lot of the large systems. 10th, we're looking at now the highest level ever of U.S. citizens covered by insurance, but the issues of access are becoming incredibly clear. So coverage is one thing, access is another. 11th, the growing use of the emergency department because people can't find a doctor. More and more, we're seeing people return to emergency rooms, particularly of an older generation, because the telehealth is unsatisfying and because they need to get seen and they're having trouble getting seen if they don't go to the ER or getting the full checkup. 12th, the growth of digital accelerates greatly in health systems, as health systems are really trying to be digital first as much as possible, but the bloom is off the rose of the digital health venture capital valuation. So two, a bit of a dichotomy there. 13th, there's a further attack on the profitable healthcare businesses by the growth of PE and the largest companies as they go after the very profitable pockets of healthcare. 14th, the long-term role of the hospital health system becomes increasingly in question. Can they start large enough across the continuum of care that they don't ultimately become another type of nursing home or sort of a dumping place for just the very sick patients? 15th, hospitals face this great challenge of an inability to discharge patients because there's also not enough nursing home care, nursing home beds and places to discharge patients too in the country. 16th, government paid care between Medicare and Medicaid surpasses 50% for most providers. 17th, the growth of Medicare and Medicaid managed care plans. This has become a huge amount of growth with more and more business being done in this managed capitated plans. Very profitable for some, very costly to the U.S. healthcare system, but it is what it is. 18th, the drive to automate. Systems looking more and more at robots, AI, automation, any place they can to relieve staffing shortages and lower long-term the cost of providing or running a health system. 19th, cybersecurity remains a huge challenge for health systems. 20th, you've got this fascinating mix of layoffs happening in health systems. Well, there's also a tremendous amount of job openings in health systems. And a lot of that is you can't get rid of any patient-facing staff, so people trying to look at other ways to cut mid-management at all if you can. 21st, we're still looking at what we think of as a behavioral health pandemic in the country, and this is likely to get a lot worse. 22nd, tremendous turnover at the top of health systems, a lot of CEO and president turnover, and senior leadership turnover at major systems and small systems. 23rd, Common Spirit, their CEO, Wright Lasser, says they're returning to M&A. And this may be an indication for all that there's going to be more and more consolidation amongst health systems. 24th, notwithstanding a lot of challenging news in the sector, there are some systems that are really thriving and building, and so we're keeping a close eye on that. And finally, 25th, we'll note a huge shortage of anesthesia throughout the country, both CNAs, anesthesiologists, and this is causing challenges for keeping ORs open and keeping the systems going in some of their more profitable business. But a real challenge, and bigger stipends being paid to CNAs, anesthesiologists, and so forth. We haven't even mentioned the No Surprises Act, a whole different discussion. But again, these are 25 issues that we're watching heading into 2023. Thank you very much for listening to this version of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.